You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, but you guys can call me Ludini. I mean, we're all friends here. And sitting next to me in the co-pilot's chair is the lovely and talented, fresh off the tour with Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah.
Lily V6.
You can call me Lily, always.
But she doesn't have to call me Lily. And this handsome gentleman sitting here behind us on the... And the Max Headroom screen is the man himself, all the way from New Orleans, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's going on? Your geography is a little bad, but yeah, it's New Orleans.
He tried.
Louisiana. But, you know, hey.
What? New Orleans isn't in Pennsylvania?
What?
Louisiana.
How am I going to get there on Friday?
What's that?
How am I going to get there on Friday if it's not in Pennsylvania?
We're flying this. Yeah.
I got the plane, buddy. It's a bird.
The plane! The plane! Okay, who gets that reference?
Plane.
I do. I didn't never see the show, but I know it.
Right.
I'm too young for that.
It's just too young and sensitive.
Yeah, well.
All right, you are with the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. And click that little merchandise thing up in the corner because there's so many cool things. We've got totes. We've got different kinds of shirts. We've got, like, women's shirts that are, like, you know, nice to show off your kajungas. And even if you have just tatas or if you have mosquito bites, you know, they're still good for women. And then we have... Did I just say mosquito bites?
You did.
And there's all kinds of different shirts, sweatshirts, hats, mugs, totes, condoms, maxi pads, and mini pads. You know, just depending on what your flow is like this month. You can get all that stuff at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Click the little store up in the right hand corner, and you're gonna like it. I promise. Lou Pappin say you're gonna like it.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Really?
You remember? Hey Keith. You remember Lou Pappin?
I love that restaurant. I miss it.
I don't know, like, you know, there's no more of those around, right?
No,
unfortunately. But hopefully we can eat at Pappin's this weekend in New Orleans, okay?
We're not eating at Pappin's. There's no Pappin's
here,
man.
Oh, man. Oh, God. What's wrong with that New Orleans place? No Pappin's. All right, guys. So we have a good show tonight. We're going to be...
Wow.
Excuse me.
Pappin's.
I must say that I'm doing this podcast while I'm heavily medicated. Not quite sedated, but medicated. So that's just how it is. We have some great bands tonight, but tonight's topic is the song or songs, hard rock or metal songs that you would love heard played at your funeral. I mean, I don't know if you're going to really hear it, but we could talk about that if you'll actually hear it. We could kind of go around the room and discuss everybody's maybe beliefs about, you know, what may or may not come after this life. That might be a fun part of the discussion too. But that's the thing. What do you want to hear rocked out at your funeral? That's the topic for tonight. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Go back there while you're listening and buy some cool t-shirts and stuff to enjoy. And you can even wear that. You can even tell them when you're croaking, you know, that's what you want on you instead of some stupid suit or dress, right?
I'm going to be wearing a corset.
Yeah. Oh, a corset.
Yes.
All right, so
high and happy.
We have some great bands for tonight. We're going to start off the podcast with a band I caught a year or so ago out of Diesel, Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown.
Ooh.
Backfire on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Backfire. out. I just wanted you all to know that, okay?
I felt like a one-legged cat trying to bury turds on a frozen pond out there today.
All right. Is that how you felt? I understand. I understand, Hank Hill. That's how I feel sometimes. Lars Cothern, what's up? Lars has expressed interest in possibly having his own segment here on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circuit, so we may see how things develop in the future. There are some things afoot in the works there with another potential partner. I don't know if I should say anything until we do it. What do you guys, you think I should mention this or not?
No. I don't care.
Okay. we are working out a situation with Rock Rage Radio for being simulcasting. In addition to being live on Facebook, we'll be live on Rock Rage Radio as well. And this has the potential to bring us a whole bunch more fans and get the music out to a lot more people, as well as more opportunities probably for me to find people to interview, being connected with them. So the whole thing could be really, really good in terms of all that, in terms of the financial aspect of being able to sell more merchandise, to having a out to a bigger audience, etc. So there's some stuff going on in the way. We're thinking it's going to happen in about a week. After we come back from
our little trip.
I originally told John that, is that his name, John?
John, yeah.
I originally told him that, well, let's do it the 7th, and then I realized
we're going to be on a plane.
We're going to be on an airplane at that time. We're going to be just getting back, I think.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work out. So I messaged him and said we need to move it back 1 week. So hopefully, if there's long as there's no monkey in the wrench with that, it should all be going down. So, okay, enough with the business. The business.
The business.
What's going on, guys? What songs would you like played at your funeral? I mean, like, right next to what? Getting born and getting married and dying. Those are probably dying. Those are probably like the three big ones, right?
I think. I mean, I don't count marriage a big thing anymore, but.
Well, marriage isn't a big thing.
Not for me, specifically.
All right. So who wants to start this happy conversation here about this little thing called death?
It's not totally morbid, but I'll start.
Lily, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lily V6.
Oh, thank you. I am going to go with, I have several picks. I have more than five. I don't know if that was the rule, but I want to pick one of my songs is Gypsy Road by Cinderella. I know it's about going home after a long day on the, or a long year on the road or whatever, but I think it could work that way too.
Well, these don't have to be literal.
I know.
Some of the ones I like actually aren't really about that either. You know what I mean?
But I just really think that would be nice to be played at a funeral.
What do you got, Keith?
This is a long, long topic too. I mean, I don't feel that I'll be having such like a casket funeral if I'm going for the cremation thing. All specific on that, but I think I would like to have, this has nothing to do with the death factor, but I just like the song that much. I would like to have, When the Levee Breaks by Zeppelin played. And then when that groove starts to kick in, I will be coming back out of the urn.
Oh, and there it is.
We'll rub the side of it. And you come.
Freaking Lazarus, and I will be back from the dead, and it will resurrect me like that, because that's all powerful.
Well, you know, Keith, I think that what we should also do for your funeral, when you leave this world, I think we should get Lars Ulrich and Mike Portnoy to show up and. You know, do like a, you know, trade fours or something. Do like a big drum solo thing. What do you think, buddy?
That'd be good if Lars could count the freaking four.
Oh, God.
Two of my faves, you know?
I know. And then maybe we can have him rock out to some Kiss tunes for you. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe Peter Criss will show up, too.
Yes. That's who I want to show up at mine. He'll probably be dead before I am, but that's okay.
A song, I don't think the song has anything to do with death or anything like that, but a song that I could probably have every Led Zeppelin song played, but there's a couple I like, you know, that I really like. One of them is Battle of Evermore.
Ooh.
I just love the sound of it and everything, and I just think that I just love it. And I just kind of always imagined that, you know, being done at the memorial service, the Ludini memorial service. You know, that could be playing on the speakers at the giant statue they're going to build with me in Cannonsburg, right next to when they tear Perry Como's statue down. They put mine up instead. You know.
Wow. That's all I have to say right now. Are you going to be singing too, like his statue used to? Wow.
It'll be a statue of Lily and Keith, and there'll be a little screen with Keith, and it'll be, you know, me and Lily, you know, they're like.
There's not enough stone in the world to mold all of this right here.
Oh my. So speaking of all of this, what else you got there, Lily?
I hate you guys. I also it's a term of endearment. I also have Steel Hearts, I'll Never Let You Go. Make fun of me. Go for it. Jag.
Don't be jag off. What about you, Keith Stroh? What do you got there, buddy?
My last pick, The Cause of Death, will be listening to bad music. Jesus. That's terrible picks. Why would you have those? Oh my god.
You don't
god.
Like Cinderella?
No, I don't.
Not even Gypsy Road?
No, they're horrible. I don't
good
like
thing it's not your funeral, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
I have a feeling it might be, Keith. By the end of the podcast, it might be your
This
funeral.
Is my funeral, and I will pick whatever I want to be.
I understand that, but I just have to, sometimes I just, some of the answers I hear on this show, I just...
Well, I mean, I know you only like four songs and four bands. I get it.
That's not true.
And
I like
Levee Briggs was definitely, I knew you were going to pick that, so.
I mean, hey, you know, someone with my wise years and experience, I've known more songs than most, I've forgotten more songs than most people know, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I would like to have, Bohemian Rhapsody would be a good, it's kind of long, but I mean, you're there, I'm dead, and then what's the matter? Just party down and play some freaking Queen with you.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Which is the greatest pop rock song ever written. For those of you that
is it?
For your information, yes.
FYI.
Cripplesite! Okay. Is it my turn? I'm going to stick with Led Zeppelin. Bob, I'll stick with Led Zeppelin for number three, please. Thank you. I would go with Ramble On by Led Zeppelin.
I like that song.
Again,
oh,
it's just a kind of, you know, I would think that, like, from, I guess my reasoning behind that is that the class, I don't know, it's music that I think has really stood the test of time, whether you're a big Led Zeppelin fan or not, you kind of have to agree that it's like the Stones and the Beatles and Elvis and, you know, and I just kind of think if you're going to kind of immortalize yourself in song in a way, you know, it's your going out party, that it might as well be something kind of epic. So I think a lot of Zeppelin songs are epic. I think they're all epic, actually. So that's my thought. Who's next?
I would be next. See, my thought on this, and you guys know what I like, so I kind of want a cheesy sort of 80s type funeral, so that's why picking all these awful songs, quote unquote, Keith. But one that I really do want played there is, and this is going to, I'm sure, kill my parents if I go before them, Living Dead Girl.
There I know. Are. I like that. Living Dead Girl. So you can take us different ways. Like, you can be lighthearted and sardonic and sarcastic about it as well. It doesn't have to be. I'm probably being too serious. That's one of my.
I didn't want to be as serious.
An article today that somebody shared on Facebook about, you know, 11 things that people do that make them not like you, and one of them is being too serious. And I'm guilty as charged. Some people are chiming in. We have some comments you want to review.
Let me
us
see
there,
here.
Lily V6.
Leslie Gray, "What's Up" by the Four Non Blondes.
Oh yeah.
And I'll be buried on a great big hill too, she says. Mickey Hernandez, "Psycho Man," Black Sabbath. Jason Pinkney, "Show Must Go On" by Queen. And Leslie also said "Break Free," Queen. "St. Elmo's Fire," really? John Parr. Thanks, Jason. That's a little too epic, I think. Let's see what else we got here. Ozzy, "See You on the Other Side." The Pink Panther theme.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lars Cothern, "Prince Purple Rain." That's a good one.
I like that.
"Stairway to Heaven," Chris Thunderwolf. "Dirt," Alice in Chains. "Iron Maiden." Oh, that's me. Sorry, that was for my shirt.
Iron Maiden.
That's all we got right there.
Go ahead, Keith. What do you got, buddy?
I'm gonna go off the grid as I usually do with a non-metal song, but I would like everybody to start like at one of them like really cheesy waves that they do at baseball games like that. And we're gonna go with "Sweet Caroline" by Neil Diamond.
Bump.
Yeah, do that the entire time. Make sure you're really close to the coffin. Don't knock the freaking thing over. Do that the entire time. And just during the choruses anyway. But yes, that is my third pick.
It's I love you, Gabe.
The iconic Sweet Caroline by the great Neil Diamond. Thank you very much.
I'm going to, since Lily's wearing an Iron Maiden shirt, I'm going to say Die With Your Boots On by Iron Maiden.
Well, if you're going to die, die with your boots on.
Right. If you're going to go, die with your boots on. You know, what can you do? What, that's what you can do. We let's do one more round, then we're going to play another song. Go Lily, V6.
Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue. Had to do a crew. Sigh about it.
Do the crew. Gotta get down
you
and
know,
do the crew.
I have to do
what
the
do
crew.
What you got there, Keith, the Hawk Hawkster?
I'm going to go with...
Hawkenstein.
Again, that's going to do with death to me, but just a great song. I'm going to go with Message in a Bottle. It's hard for me to pick a police tune. If you want to pay the entire library, that's cool, too, if you got all day. But if you're going to narrow it down, I'll take that one. That's a good one.
You know, we can make it like a festival and do, like, different stages, you know, if you wanted to do that.
Okay, and here's my final pick before we get to back to the last song, and that is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Not
yeah,
really hard rock or metal, but I think it's a good kind of, like, going out big kind of song.
The only thing about that one is at that point you ain't running nowhere, but that's, you know.
No.
Well, you know, I don't know if our dearly beloved president is the architect of peace in the Far East or not, but here's We Start Wars.
And there it
the
is.
The animal inside. Boom goes the dynamite. I'm the Ludini. Hard rock and metal.
you do that for?
You dumbass.
What's your problem, dumbass? You dork.
All right, thank you, Beavis and Butthead, for introducing that album for us. We Start Wars. You want to go to WeStartWars.com. That is Nita Strauss's project with a bunch of other amazing, female rockers. So you're going to be hearing more of that coming up. It's a single they put out at the end of last year. They're going to put out a full-length record very, very soon, I am told. So hopefully we'll be hearing more from We Start Wars. We open up the show with Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown. All these tracks are available on iTunes, guys, if you want them or you love them. Please like and share the podcast. Share it around. It gets the word out about bands like We Start Wars, Tyler Bryant. And we're going to be closing out the show with Sons of Texas a little bit later on. So you definitely want to share this podcast around, get the word out. All right, so we are talking about rock tracks, rock and metal tracks we would love, or you would love, excuse me, to have played as you are leaving the world. You're moving on. You're going on to, I don't know. Oh, let me ask you a question. Let's just go around the room. There's no right or wrong answer. We're just talking. We're all friends here, okay? And so, what do you think, Keith? Does something happen? Or is something going to happen? Is there something after you die? Or you just, like, close your eyes and that's it?
I think there's something going on. I couldn't tell you what. I mean, I hope the hell whatever it is, they got drums there. But other than that, I mean, I do think there's something, and you know, it's just, you know, it's a kind of a wait and see. It's very very much the unknown. Which brings me to my next pick, if you don't mind. I'm gonna go with a prop and use this. I would have this one played. See what I'm holding here? This is super unknown. I would have this by Soundgarden play because this is a kick-ass jam right here.
Alive. Well, the words are alive in the super unknown.
Exactly. And there it is.
Where is Fred? We need Fred to hit those sound effects. God
we
damn it.
We don't have a Fred yet.
We need a Fred. If you are a Fred, please contact the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus at LouDiniRockandRollCircus.com or just message me on Facebook. Come on. We need a Fred. Lily, what are your thoughts? You think that there's something going to happen? You think you're like something's going to go on, or you think like kaputs kapui, you're done?
I used to think it was just close your eyes, darkness, and that's it. In the last few years, though, I do think that there is something that happens. I don't know if it's necessarily heaven or hell, if you're stuck here, what have you. But I think there's some sort of a spiritual kind of world out there where you go to when you die.
Okay.
Hopefully mine's a party.
And on that note, what would pick us a song for us?
Tomorrow is the End of the World by Steel Panther, another one my parents would never like.
Tomorrow's the end. Because Lily is gone. It's got to be the end of the world.
Agreed.
The world cannot continue without Lily. It's just like, you know, what are you going to do? It's just crazy how you kids do today. I don't know what's happening here.
Without me, it wouldn't be as fun.
Oh, of course not. You know, what's the point in living without Lily? I can't live if living is without you.
I didn't know this was songs to slit your wrist to today, but go on.
Oh, that would be another one. Songs commit suicide to. I'd probably be like not.
That's a good
idea. Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that topic.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, buddy.
I feel like that's a bad idea.
There's enough darkness in the world, you know?
I know. I agree with you. I subscribe to the sort of Buddhist idea that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. So I definitely think that part of reality is actually the real reality and the bigger part of reality. And this is a sort of like kind of thing we're just sort of playing around with. So that's sort of my world view on that. Songs to die, not songs to die.
Songs to die.
I keep on going to the wrong. I'm going to a bad place, Lily. Help me out here.
He's hitting the dark side. And you're not even drinking.
I know. How about Say Hello to Heaven by Temple of the Dog?
Yes.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
So speaking of that, I'm going to run down. I did a googly search on best metal and rock songs for funeral, and we're just going to throw these out here just for fun, just for gigs and shitholes, okay?
Okay.
Fly to the Angels by Slaughter. Did you have that on yours?
That is on my list.
I thought that would be on Lily's list.
I'm going to see them.
I knew that one would be on.
Ha.
Is that number one? Is that number one on your list?
It's actually number three. Smartass.
Fly to the Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
That's a good one.
Okay, you know, that's one I wasn't thinking of, but okay, you know what I mean. Sever by We As Human.
I do not know that. It's Christian rock. That's why. I don't know it.
I Remember You by Skid Row.
It's not on my list. I would not have put that on my list. However, I do like that song.
Tears in Heaven, if a metal band would remake it, I think it would be very cool. Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Neither one of you guys are Pink Floyd fans. This Is Your Life by Dio.
That is on my list at number 6.
Nice. Torn to Pieces by Pop Evil. Heaven by Otherwise featuring Ash Costello.
Did not even know that song.
Angel Sun by Seven Dust. Oh, here's a dark one. Cancer by My Chemical Romance. I don't know. Five Minutes by Defiled. All Who Remain by Beware of Darkness. Into the Light by In This Moment, which we played In This Moment on the podcast before. Blackbird by Alter Bridge. I don't believe it's the Beatles song. And then I stole it. Say Hello to Heaven by Temple of the Joug. And you can find it if you love this sort of stuff. Go to Best. We'll give these guys a shout out. BestRockList.com. And they do all kinds of lists and stuff about rock. It's a fun little site that you guys might enjoy. Okay, let's jump back in. Lily, you seem to have you're sort of ranking them.
I do rank mine.
You're doing a little ranking. You're a little rank and file over there.
Yes.
So, so where are we on your list?
Well, I've been kind of like mixing it up. I didn't go in order, but I the ones I didn't mention yet are Tule Mall, Megadeth. No? Okay.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm just like, okay, cool.
The other ones I didn't say. I also did like a second list, like Another One Bites the Dust to be cute and funny.
I like it. That's cool. I like Another One Bites the Dust.
Huh.
Heaven's on Fire, because I feel like if there was a heaven and I was going there, it would then be on fire. I'm going to tear that shit down. And then Spirit in the Sky, because I just have always loved that song by Norman Greenbaum. I know it's not really like metal or anything, but I do love that song.
What do you got, Keith?
I think that if I would pick it, not Wilson, but if I would pick my own song, I would say My Way by Frank Sinatra, because I did it my way. And if somebody else had to pick it, maybe somebody would pick South of Heaven by Slayer, but that's none of their business. So that's a couple that I had.
That's a good idea.
I don't really have any notes for this show, so I'm kind of just, you know, making up as I go. I've been up 72 hours straight, I think.
What?
I don't feel
nice. We're going to have to talk about why Keith has been... Why have you been up for 72 hours, my friend?
I just haven't had a lot of sleep lately.
I was going to say, I hope it's a really good reason.
Lots of sex.
I was going to say that, but I didn't go there at all.
We're going to show up there on Friday and
because I haven't done any of that.
I'm too tired. I can't.
None of that.
Keith done wall me out. I'm going to go to one of my other go-to bands. And I'm going to say Hell's Bells.
That's good.
I think that would be a fun song. I think if people would freak the F out if, like, they're pulling the casket, or in Keith's case, looking at the urn or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, that intro starts ding, da, 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 da. I think people would be like,
I'd freak out.
Yeah, I would be awesome. And the other one,
I'm going to make sure that's played if you go before me.
And the other one that should play immediately after that is Highway to Hell.
I was going to mention that one too, but
I would do those and it would have to be on Tuesday, because that'd be two for Tuesday, and I'd have to have Michelle Michaels.
You don't actually get to pick that unless you do it deliberately. Just so you know,
I have to be buried on a Tuesday. I have to have my funeral on a Tuesday, so DVE can come on and do a two for Tuesday.
Oh my god!
Michelle Michaels can announce it. All right, a two for Tuesday, double shot of AC/DC.
Wow. So. Well, we've got some people picked on. On our little podcast
fans,
here.
We have some fans chime in. So what's up, Fanny fans?
Ravid Dodson, Dio, Rainbow in the Dark. Chris Thunderwolf, Pantera, Hollow. Lars Cothern, how about Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire and Van Halen Running with the Devil?
Goodens, I like some zums.
Jason Pinkney, American Pie, Don McLean. Nirvana, Very Ape. No, I don't agree with that. Sorry. sorry.
By the time American Pie was over, Jason would probably come back from the dead African song so long.
I was going to say that is like super long.
Long time ago.
I'd fall asleep. Stevie Ray Vaughan's Life by the Drop.
Ah. You know that song, Keith?
What's that?
Life by the Drop by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I have to hear it.
I think that's actually Doyle Bramall I think he, Doyle Bramble, actually wrote that. And that is such a great song. Thank you for reminding me of an awesome song I haven't heard in years. Thank you.
You Too, Unforgettable Fire by Renee Ellenboss.
That's a beautiful song.
Really Nickelback, nice. If Today Was Your Last Day. Hendrick, Castles in the Sky.
I listen to Nickelback, Today Would Be My Last Day.
Oh, so
my
God. I knew he was going to say that. I don't like Nickelback either. It's okay.
Yeah, they suck like a $15 whore, but it's a whole other thing.
Raven Dodson, Angel by Hendrix. And Stefan Geranin, Black Sabbath, Changes.
Woo-hoo! All right, nice sip!
And well, some South Park.
I thought of a bunch as you were talking, and I didn't write them down. They went out of my head. So, I was distracted. Because I need somebody. We need a producer. So if you are a producer, you have some experience with the technology, you can cue up little sound bites for us and, make this all work and everything. I've got a keyboard over here. We can put everything on MIDI. You could just hit them. It would be freaking awesome. So what we're looking for is a Fred. If you guys know the Howard Stern Show, that's Fred's job. He does all that cool shit. We need a Fred. So listen, if you are a Fred or you think you could be a Fred, please write to us at Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, 418 Pueblo, Colorado. Please send a self-abused stomped antelope and we'll get back to you.
That's what it is, yeah.
What? What is going on?
I know exactly what
self-abused stomp. I have to give the devil his due. Self-abused stomped antelope. I stole that from Scott Paulson. I'm not worthy. Scott, I'm not worthy, Paulson. Scott Paulson's a huge influence on my desire to be a DJ. I love that man.
He's a good guy.
He's a good
guy. You know he's still on the radio, right?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome. I love him. So you guys, we're talking about songs that are like, they're going to take you out with the songs to like get the F out of life with, okay? And so we're having some fun with this. Anything you guys want to mention before we play another band here?
I gave you all my songs. What about Into the Light with Zeppelin though?
Into the Light?
Zeppelin.
Oh, that is a nice song. Yeah,
I like that song.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's not like one of their most
it's not a real popular
famous,
one.
No famous one, but it is a good jam. And it would be good for a funeral. Their songs are some of them were so epic. I was even thinking of the Immigrant Song.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
I think that would be like a really fun one.
I got an extra one in here now.
Jump
my
in.
My wife just handed me a note. At my funeral, she would play, "I'm Glad You're Dead, You Dick."
Oh, and there it is. Oh, Samantha, you and I are going to get along well.
That's a Samantha Hawkins original.
"I'm Glad You're Dead, You Dick."
The streaming one out of tune.
Girl, we're going to have a great time.
That's actually streaming right now on iTunes for 99¢.
99¢.
We're gonna start low.
All right, what we're gonna do is real quick. We're gonna play another band. In the meantime, we're gonna look up some death songs, and have a little fun with this. This is a band called Sons of Texas. Not to be confused with the Bad Boys of Texas, which is of course AC/DC, but this is the Sons of Texas. I found these guys. I think Chip. You guys know Chip Demonic?
Yeah, I know Chip.
So he posted a thing this week on. He said something like, name a band that that maybe nobody else knows about, but you discovered and how you discovered them. And I said Thunder Mother, and I discovered them by just doing research on the podcast. Well, I kind of discovered Sons of Texas the same way because I was really into Texas Hippie Coalition, and as I was just kind of like researching around trying to find more bands like that, I ended up with Sons of Texas, who aren't really like Texas Hippie Coalition and the fact that they have Texas in their name, but they are a hard rock kind of southern metal band. Check them out. Sons of Texas, Feed the Need on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Hey, Ashley Smash.
Of everything. You guys need to get alive. Come on, man. You little turd stain.
Come on, guys. People. Please sit down. Very funny, guys.
Comprende, amigo? Well.
All right, comprende, amigo? That was the Sons of Texas. Comprende, amigo? And let's go ahead and give them a little pluggerino. You can go to sonsoftexasmusic.com. We opened the show with Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. Shakedown, breakdown. You can go to Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown.com, and then we opened. Then we also, in the middle there, we had We Start Wars, all female metal outfit. WeStartWars.com. Check them out. They got a record coming out very, very soon, but you can check out their single right now on iTunes. Any parting shots, guys, about, you know, the whole. Don't you guys think that the funeral thing is kind of weird, though? You go, I mean, isn't it kind of weird? You go and you stand there and look at a dead body. Like, what are you supposed to do?
That's kind of why I just want to party.
You know what, though? When my dad passed away 5 years ago, I did make a CD, and I played, and it played for hours straight. It just kept playing all his favorite.
Okay.
Like,
all right. Well, then that's a great.
That's a true story.
What songs were on it?
Stuff he liked, a bunch of bad music, but it was like what he liked.
Wow.
Give us an example.
And like, I Drink Alone by George Thorogood was on it. A bunch of other, like, Bad to the Bone. Trying to think.
Probably so basically went out and got George Thorogood's greatest hits and just played it.
Simple Man was on her by Skinner. I don't know, shit like that. Benny and the Jets, I don't know why, that was just a random one that was on there. But yeah, he was, that's, I made a whole entire CD of songs he liked.
I was, one I was thinking of was, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
I agree. I'll agree with that.
New Year's Day by U2. Kind of metaphoric, in a metaphoric kind of way, you know.
About With or Without You.
What was that?
About With or Without You by U2.
Good one, Hawkins. That's why I like this guy back here. This Max Headroom motherfucker. Oh, this Max Headroom.
Oh,
guy.
Oh, oh, oh. It doesn't matter.
So, I like this guy.
And Billy, go to bed.
Billy, go to bed. Billy, you're too young to be hearing this. So,
yes,
I think there's some more people chiming in. I see Raven Dodson. Well, what else we got there? Lily is Lily's looking y'all up to make sure we get everybody's the proper attention.
Black Label Society, In This River, Lars. What else do we got? Arrows of Alchemy by Mechanism.
You see Raven on there?
I can't see that one. Oh, there was... That is something else. There was a young sailor named Bates who danced the Fandango on skates, but a fall on his cutlass, he rendered him nutless and practically useless on dates.
Oh, cute. Nice. Little limerick.
I like that.
Well, you can't do this to me. No.
That was from Raven, actually.
Oh, hell no. My mama's so poor, she opened a Gmail account just so she could eat the spam.
Did you hear that, Keith? Yeah. You know that my mom is so poor she opened a Gmail account just so she could eat the spam.
I can't.
Oh, and I'm not even drinking tonight.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Oh my god!
I think you're enjoying
you guys
this a little more.
So much fun, man. This podcast.
Got a million likes and stuff right now.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and you're at Ludini. You're at the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We want you to go. This is very important, guys. A couple things. I have some instructions for you. First of all, share. Hit that share button. Those of you that are watching this on Facebook, share the MF-er. If you are listening to the replay, which we put up on all the social media sites, share that. Twitter, Instagram, all that. Share that around because that gets the word out. It gets people hearing bands like We Start Wars, Tyler Bryant, and Sons of Texas. So it's very important that you share. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Do it. Do it right now. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little store you can click on. There's all kind of really cool stuff. We got different kinds of T-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, totes, just some real simple stuff, some very cool stuff. Check it out. I'm always making a joke about the maxi pads and the condoms and stuff like that, but that's coming soon. So we can put you on a waiting list for maxi pads. Okay, Keith.
It took as long as it takes me to get that freaking T-shirt, which is like 3 years now.
Yeah, exactly. So, you guys want to check that? Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check that. We've got some other cool things coming up pretty soon. We're gonna be promoting, including the ability for you to come and hang out with us with a podcast party, which we're gonna be doing. So, there's gonna be some very cool things coming up. But just for now, just go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Hit that store thing up in the right hand corner and check out some cool merch. Get yourself some. You're gonna like it. Lou Pappin tell you, you're gonna like it.
Wow.
Ludini Pappin. Ludini Papschmier.
Oh my god.
that's the new name of this podcast. Ludini.
Ludini's Papschmier. So alright guys. Anyway, so alright, that's pretty much it. I don't really know what else to say about it. Anybody see any cool stuff this week, go to cool shows, watch any cool movies? Keith, you first.
I was very busy this weekend. On Friday, I played a gig up in Walker, Louisiana. And Saturday, I played a private... It was like a post-jazz fest party at some rich person's house, which was pretty fun. And last night, I went to see Bernard Purdy, the freaking living legend, play at a very small venue in downtown New Orleans there. The thing about that show was it didn't start till 1 in the morning, so I was out till like 4 o'clock.
Nice.
I'm a little out of sorts today.
All right. And Lily, you've been doing some stuff. You went to some shows. You did some cool stuff. What'd you do?
I did do a show. I emceed a show on Saturday at 40 Bar and Grill in Washington. It's the Silk 9 pre-party for Steel Panther they're doing on Wednesday. Deadline opened. That was their first show on Saturday. And followed by Winter's Descent, local Pittsburgh band, also awesome. So that's what I did. Hung out in the VIP, of course.
Awesome. Good. Hey, Keith, when was the last time you watched the movie 300?
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Keith, are you there? Keith, Keith.
Listen, I'm trying to answer it, but you can wait a goddamn minute. It's been a while. Probably a couple years. I like the movie.
You like the movie?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of flesh and things in that movie, but it's like, it's a movie that's cool. I haven't seen it. I wouldn't put it on my top 10 list, but it's been like probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years.
Well, we were watching it, and like, I don't know, for some reason I had a wild hair at my eyes. It was because I wasn't feeling good. So I was just like, and you know, sometimes you don't really want to watch anything you don't know. Like, you kind of want the comfort of something you already know.
Yeah.
You know, so I like that movie, so I just popped it, and it's on Netflix. And we were talking about it and wondering, like, because there was like a series of those kind of movies for a while. You know, there was, and it started with Gladiator came out in 2000. And then a few years later, we had Troy.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been a few of those. So, I don't know. I just think it's a cool movie, except I did think it's funny that they painted their abs on.
I tried that once. It don't work.
It's too much work to get it to actually look that way.
Yeah, so just paint them on, guys.
Airbrush.
Yeah, exactly.
Wish I could get that job to airbrush on hot dudes, their abs.
Well, and if you have to airbrush the abs on, they're probably not.
I mean,
that hot.
The lead dude in that movie was pretty hot, regardless.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, that guy.
You just like him because he has butt in his name.
That might be it. Who knows?
He has what?
He has butt in his name.
Wouldn't stop me from doing
some
all the things.
Tough luck. Come on, boys. Afraid that ain't gonna get you there, boy.
I hereby charge you with being small and worthless. Shut your cake hole.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm a dumbass.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, I think that's about it. I don't got anything else to say. I'm kind of running out the stuff to say. If you're going to die...
This is the first. Breaking news.
If you're going to die... If you're going to die, like, go out in style, man. Like, play some rock and roll. Like, get this prior party going. Like, Keith's dad. Was that your dad or stepdad?
My dad.
Your dad. So your dad. You know, rock out to some George freaking Thorogood. Why not?
I'm cool with it. I want a party. I just want a party.
Yeah, just party.
Everybody
so,
like, dance around.
So the idea is you sort of celebrate, like, your life.
That's what I wanted to do for him. So that's what happened. That's how it went down.
Well, on that happy note, guys, you've been listening to Ludini, a hard rock and metal circus. Go to Ludini, rockandrollcircus.com. We'll be back next week. Probably going to be doing a Tuesday
Yeah, we're probably going to have to.
But I think over the weekend, there's been a little talk about maybe us going live on Facebook for a little bit and just doing a live from New Orleans kind of situation. So
be live from Bourbon Street after 16 shots.
Oh, God.
16 shots.
Hey, what's the weather going to be like?
Looks pretty good. It might be a chance of rain one day.
I don't care about rain. I'm talking about heat.
I didn't see all that. It's probably going to be in the 80s, 70s, I would assume.
That's beautiful. I love every bit of that right now.
Oh, goodness, guys. Okay. Here,
Friday, 84. Saturday, chance of rain, 81. Sunday, 80. And Monday, 83.
I love it all.
All right. So we're going to be heading out to New Orleans, and we'll probably pop in live on Facebook and give you guys a little something. Just because that's the kind of guys we are. That's just what we do, right?
Right.
That's what we do.
That's what I think we do.
That's what I think we do. I don't know what we do. But
Keith's like, I don't know what to deal with now.
I don't know what's happening.
I think that's
it. Do you think that's it?
Unless I missed a meeting or something, that's what we do.
All right, guys. Thanks. Oh, what? Lily, go ahead. Plug your
my
show.
Hot Licks with Lily 6, Rock Rage Radio, Thursday night, 6 p.m. You can get the app free on your smartphone if you have one of those. Hopefully you do. Or you can just go to the website at www.rockrageradio.com.
All right, guys. And on that happy note, we're going to take you out here with a little a guy who I don't know. Well, some people say he should quit, but... I can never get a little... I don't ever really get tired of Slash. I dig Slash.
I like Slash.
So we're going to rock out with a little Slash with his buddy from Alter Bridge. Help me out there, Lily.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're making me look like a moron.
Oh, you do that all on your own.
Miles Kennedy.
Kennedy.
You guys have a great... We have a great one. We'll talk to you guys next week on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com.
feet and it just dragged me home. You'll have to carry me back from California.